Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Mem Zayin, Avodah Zarah 47a, pagination is 93. We're starting about 10 lines from the top. Bo'i Reish Lakish asked the following question. Hamishtachav eladekel, if a person bows by way of worship to a palm tree, lulavu mahu lemitzvah. What is the halacha regarding the lulav coming from the palm tree to use it as a mitzvah on Sukkos as one of the four species? Be'ilan shenotu mitchila lekach. If the tree was originally planted for purposes of worship, lo tiboylach, I'm not asking that question. Because that would be true as a prohibition even for personal use, even if it's not for the Beis HaMikdash and it's not for a mitzvah. I'm asking the question regarding a tree that was planted and then it got worshipped. So if it was for the Beis HaMikdash, we know that's a greater level of concern. If it's for private use, so it's less of a concern. But what about if it's for a mitzvah? And the Gemara, three lines later, after we have this question, le'inyan mitzvah mai mimas klape gavoa olo, is it disgusting for the purpose of a mitzvah or not? Ki aser ravdimi amar ravdimi explained the question, ba'ashera shebitla kamiboile, that the real question is if they then went ahead and nullified it from being an avodah zarah. In other words, while it's still an avodah zarah, you wouldn't be able to use it for the mitzvah. But if you already nullified it from being an avodah zarah, and now the Jew is coming and wants to use it for the mitzvah of lulav on Sukkos, the question here is, yesh dicho yetzal mitzvah, so ein dicho yetzal mitzvah. Will there be a concept of the mitzvah was pushed away already? Or do we not say such a thing, and now that it's available for the purpose of a mitzvah, it's acceptable? So this lulav, at one point, was part of a worshipped tree, but now the tree is no longer worshipped. So do we say that it's been pushed away from a mitzvah and you can't reinstate it? Or now it's functioning as a permitted thing and you could use it for the mitzvah? And the Gemara wants to answer this question, tifshat le'midetnan, from the laws of Kisui Hadam. Kisui Adam literally means covering the blood, and the law is that by a chaya and oaf, biblical law, is that you have to cover the blood, for example, of a deer or a chicken. You would have to cover the blood. You take some dirt and cover the blood. It's a specific perek in the Masechta called Chulin. And the question was, kisehu v'nisgala, if it was covered and then it got uncovered, pato melechasos, you don't have to cover it again, you already did the mitzvah. Kisehu haruach, but if the wind covered it, and one line later, chazar v'nisgala, and then it got uncovered, the halacha is chayav lechasos, you would have to cover it again. Vahavinan ba, and we wondered, ki chazav v'niskala mayhave, so what if it got uncovered by the wind? Ho v'itchi itchi, the mitzvah was lost, so it should continue to be lost, there's no mitzvah here. V'amar Rav Papa, and Rav Papa said with the following wording, zos ameres ein dicho yetzal mitzvahs, mitzvahs don't get pushed away. Even if the mitzvah is not applicable for a certain period of time, when it becomes applicable, it'll be relevant again. And therefore, we wanted to extrapolate from that case even though we could draw certain distinctions, but we wanted to extrapolate that expression that a mitzvah doesn't go away to the concept of lulav, even though it was worshipped, but now that it's back to normal, non-worshipped things, it should be able to be used as a mitzvah. And the Gemara says, not so simple. Rav Papa gufei iboilei. This statement of Rav Papa, that there's no pushing away of a mitzvah, and as soon as it becomes relevant again, you would have to do it, we were wondering specifically about Rav Papa. Mifshat pshita lei l'Rav Papa? Is it known as a fact to Rav Papa, de'en dichoye etzo mitzvahs, that you can't push away mitzvahs? Loshana l'kula v'loshana l'chumra, in which case it will be a concept both to be lenient and to be strict. Odilma sefuki misafgale, or was he questioning? Ulechumra amrinan lekula lo amrinan. And you could only say the concept in strictness that you should go and do the mitzvah of covering the blood. But for example, you wouldn't recite a bracha because you're not for sure about the mitzvah that you're acting through. And you would not work with leniency either. And you would not use a lulav that was pushed away because you're not confident in the ruling. Are we only being strict or are we truly confident in the ruling? And the answer which the Gemara gives is teku, let the question stand. And indeed, a lulav that was part of a tree that was worshipped is questionable if, even after it's no longer worshipped, can it be used for the mitzvah. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining.